T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jay Caulfield in with us for the whole 11 o'clock hour here on Cook and Joe. And Jay, Phil Kessel has been a constant storyline this season. It feels to me like even though he's not, you know, busting out with a huge point or goal streak here, that he's playing better.
Yeah.
And he seems happy. The other night it was fun to watch him laughing at the end of the game when that Hornquist shot went over the net.
I just asked Jay if he's ever seen anything like it.
That was crazy.
The players went crazy because they've never – an empty net, it just bounces
Bibbs said
up.
He never did. Bibbs on the broadcast said, I've never seen that. Have you?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I was just walking down the set, so I was behind. I watched it from the behind Matt Murray's side. So it looked like it just went through, and we didn't see it. Then we heard everybody kind of laughing about it too. I've never seen that either, and – sometimes when it's – well, that's really being snake bit there. I don't know. A couple of Penguins are going through it, but I've never seen that. And it's good everybody can be in a good mood and you're winning games, and that keeps everything a little bit lighter, and it's a good time to be that way.
How about Kessel and his game and where he's at right now?
Well, I think just goal scorers in general. I mean, first of all, they have the fan base behind them. And
yeah.
I mean, you don't see that – it's rare, right, that when a guy who's is a goal scorer and then he hasn't – he's been – has the puck hasn't been going in for him, then he gets one, and they're behind him like that. I think he just comes across as a regular guy that everybody just kind of enjoys and his antics or the way he goes about his business. But at the same time, he can be one of the best goal scorers in the game. And the great thing, if you look at it, the Penguins have been winning without getting that production from Kessel and Hornquist, that type of thing, and they're about to. At any moment, that could start coming around, especially for Kessel. I mean, Hornquist plays the game is always going to be the same way and go hard. And once you find your game, it starts to come back around. For Kessel, being a goal scorer can be streaky, as we all know. And if he gets himself on a run right now, and it'd be a great time for all that to start happening because you get yourself in a great position and maybe get into a playoff run. So I think, but you also have to play the way the Penguins want, their style, defensively be responsible. They're both – Malkin and Crosby are both – Malkin and Kessel are on the same line. So if you watch defensive zone faceoffs. Watch when they're out there. Watch with the last couple minutes in the game. You might not see that line out there right now because of at times feeling like, hey, defensively, maybe you're not doing what we want you to do. So, I mean, it's key moments where if you do get in that last 5 minutes and you're up by one goal, they gave one up a couple weeks ago. They were out there in under 5 minutes with a one-goal lead. They gave a goal up. I think that's the last time I've seen him out in that type of situation. So until they just play strong defensively as well as find their way on the offensive side, that's one thing that Mike Sullivan has. They have to find where they put them in and who they get them out there against and what defense. Are you going to take defensive zone faceoffs in an important time? You watch how those changes. That's one thing you watch that takes place on the coaching side. Mike Sullivan has a lot to juggle around right now, but one of them is getting them going offensively. And when they do that, the Penguins will be in, again, will be very tough to deal with.
What do you make of what he's done with the power play? He started Kessel and Malkin on the second group the other night. Then he puts them on the first one, and they play well, they score. And then later he went back again with taking Hornquist off the top unit, putting a second defenseman. And I guess when you're ahead,
timing, yeah,
that's what you're going to do. He just said, occasionally I got to just make changes. And he said, these guys are good, but sometimes – maybe a change helps once in a while.
Well, I think there's nothing
strange not seeing Malkin and Kessel out there.
Yeah, maybe break them up, whatever it is. I think that's purely based on what we're talking about here. I mean, look, when you give up, I think they have 14 shorthanded goals they've given up, or they're not doing the things they want. There's nothing wrong with Ron to
breaking it up a little bit.
And it's like a little jolt to everybody once in a while needs a little wake up call. And that's where that's what I said. As a coaching staff, and Mike Sullivan is the ultimate decision maker, and it starts and ends with him. I think when you shake it up a little bit, he's telling them, when you go out there with 2D and two different setups, he's saying, look, I'm not happy with what we've done at all. The press, everybody lets them know when they give up a shorthanded goal. So he went to two different pairings and split them up. And I don't see any problem. You know, you can always go right back to it like they did the other night.
Couple notes from practice, the skate this morning. Good news. Brian Rust is on the skate in Buffalo with a red jersey on. Now, that's a good sign. It's the first step back for him.
Yeah,
right?
That's a really good sign. Yeah.
And Letang is not skating this morning, so that's not a real good sign.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, he might not even be on.
I don't know if he's on a trip.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know that.
Rust is in his skating, but no contact.
Yeah, that's good because you want to go through one thing, you do all your skating with Ty Hennis, and he does such a great job working the guys out and getting them back to that position to then step in and be in practice and get used to the numbers and the speed and the puck movement. All those things take place. So for Letang, I'm not sure. Again, we don't know if he's on a trip. He might have stayed back here, for a quick trip to Buffalo. There's no reason for him to be there if he can get better work back home. So we might not read too much into that quite yet.
Jay Caulfield in with us for the whole hour. So as we look at the playoff race, Jay, and we look at the Penguins and we consider what Mike Sullivan has done lately with the goalies, it seems obvious that he said at some point, I've got to ride with my guy because we're not in that solid of a position, to say the least. Now they have a little bit of a cushion. Are we going to see Casey DeSmith at all?
Well, I mean, if to me, the Penguins, when they go out there and play the game the way they had the last couple nights or whatever, even harder. I mean, look, Matt Murray's was that good. I mean, even Washington had 41 shots and they had some great looks. Matt Murray was very good.
Jay, does he not give up a lot of bad goals, though?
Yeah,
I thought that both of the ones the other night, but then he was spectacular after.
After
but he gives up
goal.
A lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
You give up a bad one at the wrong time in the playoffs, you're in trouble.
Right, right. And there were the two goals. I mean, being the shot from outside the dots, and he just never picked it up. He just didn't get it. Beat some high glove. The one that went off his back.
Over him.
Yeah.
That's a bad one
so
for
then,
me.
Yeah. So, yep. Again, then from there, and I bet I could hear everybody, he's playing too much, maybe too tired. Then all of a sudden, he was the best player from there on out. But for me, if you should be able to go in, and Mike Sullivan should have to answer any questions, you should go, in my opinion, you get Casey DeSmith in this game tonight. And if they lose, that shouldn't be on Mike Sullivan. Why'd you get away from Murray? Man, give him a break and let Matt Murray play against St. Louis at 1 o'clock, and you have this Sunday night game. I mean, you have almost a day and a half. That's one option. And again, and Matt Murray might say, I'm good. I'm ready to go. Again, bang, bang, bang. But if you got to keep a guy fresh, I believe Casey Smith has done a really good job keeping himself ready to go in between games. But this one, to me, they should be able to get after Buffalo, take care of business no matter who's in the net tonight, Murray or Casey Smith. So I think it would be a good one to go with
one of these next two. They have three and four. I want Murray playing against the Flyers on Sunday night.
I wouldn't take a chance. St. Louis was one of the hottest teams. They lost Tarasenko, though.
Yeah, he's out.
They were one of the hottest teams over this. If you go back over the last month, look at their numbers. I'm going with my best against St. Louis, and I'm going with them again against Philly.
Smith has to play one of these
three. I think
this is the one.
To me, this on.
See, the other side of that, I'll say, well, make sure you get the 2 points you should automatically get with your best guy. And then play the other guy.
Then I would say, you think you can't beat with the when the Penguins step on the ice tonight,
not worth having.
If you can't win this game tonight when you need it right now and you need solid goaltending, hey, look,
no Eichel for Buffalo.
And if you go in with Matt Murray, Matt Murray maybe has an off night, and all of a sudden, what if, like you said, Ron, maybe one of the bad boys? I know that's why they make, that's why the decisions, that's coaching staff. It's tough. I think if Mike Sullivan went with DeSmith, there shouldn't be one question mark about that. Go in, you got it. He's got you. He was an integral piece of their team this year, and you got to keep him somewhat fresh and game action, just because we know what takes place as you go forward. And Matt Murray's history, he could go down a little bit. You don't know. We certainly don't want anything like that to happen. But right now, Casey DeSmith for me.
Hopefully, we'll find out here soon who. They're skating. They should be about done. Sullivan should announce it.
12 games left in the regular season. Let's look ahead with Jay to some possible playoff matchups. That's coming up on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.